Huey and Biscuit moved up the right, weaving around the mesquite and catclaw. Though he was watching closely, the bull almost took him unawares. A black apparition exploded out of a tangle of mesquite, head down and sharp horns coming straight at Biscuit. The horse whirled so quickly that Huey had to grab the saddle horn to keep his seat. The bull made a thrust at Biscuit's haunches as it passed, but the horse was an old hand at avoiding such calamities.
I got him!
Skip spurred by while Huey was trying to collect his wits and get his breath back. Skip's bronc crow-hopped as Skip shook out the coils. Its only experience with a rope had been on the receiving end, frightening and painful. Dread burned in Huey as he saw that Skip had the near end of the rope secured to his saddle horn instead of taking a couple of dallies that he could turn loose in a hurry. There were many places more pleasant to be than sitting on a 900-pound bronc tied to an ill-tempered bull that weighed 1,600 pounds and was looking for something to kill.
Boy, you're fixing to learn not to suck eggs. Come on, Biscuit.
The chase was fast and rough, the bull shattering brush, its cloven hooves scattering small rocks in their wake. It probably would have gotten away had it not lost its footing on a bare slanting slab of rock and slid on its belly. The animal rose quickly, but its speed was hindered by a limp. Foamy saliva streamed from the bull's mouth. When it became weary enough and provoked enough, it would turn to fight. Then it could be roped, though retrieving that rope might cost bull, horses, and men some blood, hide, and hair. Huey had once seen a tiger in a circus. The sound welling from deep in the longhorn's throat reminded him of the great cat's roar. The bull wheeled and lowered its head.
You stay back out of the way. I can handle him.
Yeah, like Richmond handled Grant.
Skip's rope hissed like a snake as he sailed his loop over the horns. The bronc tried to buck just as the bull hit the end of the line. The impact jerked both animals off their feet. Skip hit the ground on his back. The bronc regained its feet and ran in panic. As the rope again stretched taut, it snapped at the saddle horn. The horse galloped away, holding its head high and wringing its tail. The loop was still around the bull's horns, a frazzled end of the rope lying on the ground. Skip jumped to his feet, instinctively grabbed it, then dropped it as the bull lowered its head again and charged. The boy sprinted toward a catclaw bush not much taller than he was.
Huey! Do something!
It was high time this scatterbrained kid learned that the way of the braggart was strewn with shame and regret.
You told me to stay out of the way!
Huey!
The bull stepped on the trailing rope and broke its stride long enough for Skip to reach the other side of the catclaw. He looked desperately for his bronc, but it was still running. It might as well be 10 miles away for all the good it could do him. The bull made a run around the bush after the boy. Skip managed to stay 2 paces ahead, circling.
Why don't you climb the tree?
The catclaw was well named, for its branches were armed with needle-pointed thorns shaped like claws. Perhaps a cat might climb that bush, but Skip never could, not even with a sharp-horned bull providing incentive. The bull stopped and began to paw dirt back over its shoulder, a sign that it had barely begun to fight. Skip crouched on the opposite side of the tree, ready to run to the left or the right, as circumstances might require.
Are you just gonna sit there and laugh?
Huey leaned on his saddle horn.
Been a long time since I saw a circus. You might be able to run faster if you took your boots off.
The bull faded to the left, then the right. Skip kept the bush between them. Stymied, the animal stopped and pawed dirt again.
I wish the boys at the wagon could watch you handle this bull. I got half a mind to go back and get him.
Sweat cut trails through the dust on Skip's flushed young face. It was hard to see which was strongest, anger or fear.
Time you get back there wouldn't be nothing left to see. Just a puddle of blood and a little bit of hair.
Huey decided the lesson had gone on long enough.
Let's go, Biscuit.
He eased Biscuit toward the bull, which shifted its attention from Skip and charged at the horse. Huey kept Biscuit far enough ahead to avoid the horns. At a safe distance from Skip, he cut around and brought Biscuit up behind the bull. His loop sailed down around the horns. He left enough slack that the bull stepped into the loop with his right foot. Huey quickly drew the rope tight, pulling the foot up against the head. The animal faltered, lost its balance, and fell heavily, raising a puff of dust. It lay struggling, unable to rise, with its leg immobilized against its muzzle.
Took you long enough.